Tottenham
Hotspur surely
with Manchester United
today.
And welcome to another edition of Football Predictions Podcast. I'm your host, Peter Guest, and with me, as usual, is the Moose. How are you, the Moose?
Very good, thank you. Especially after last week's predictions.
Yeah. Should we get straight into it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so first match we're going to be looking at today in the Bundesliga is Hoffenheim versus Leipzig. Our time is Friday, the 3rd of May at 7:30. And should we have a quick look at these teams? What about Hoffenheim first?
I think Hoffenheim is a bit of a favourite for us, really, both in terms of the outcome 1x2 and the goals market here. So we have a very promising prediction game on our hands against Leipzig as well, who we've done really well predicting in the last few games. Last week we had Hoffenheim at Bochum with an over 2.5, both teams to score, and actually Hoffenheim to lose, and they lost 3-2. So we had that bang on. And for Leipzig also, we've had some very good predictions recently. In fact, the last four matches we've hit two of them on the correct score. Even the last one out was against Dortmund, and we actually had a very very interesting tip here, because we had a big Leipzig win. And they won 4-1. So
we got they won by three goals, which was...
They won by three goals, exactly, and we had the over 2.5 goals.
One high scoring, yes, as we thought, and which is good. It's great. In fact, all the more interesting that they won by so much, considering that they're only just above them in the table.
Yeah, indeed.
So what about for this one? We are also thinking high scoring?
High scoring. We have a Leipzig's in really good form, aren't they? So we have a Leipzig win here of 3-1. Yeah. And again, with the Bundesliga, we have to remember that we can watch them live at Bet365. And the bonus code, Guesty?
It's FP365.
Yeah, when you sign up.
So that one's in, you can watch on Bet365. It's also on Sky Sports app, I believe, that one. And looking forward to it. So, let's see if we get the 3-1 to Leipzig in that, but certainly you'd think there'd be goals and over 2.5 and hopefully both teams to score. Yep. Moving on, here's a team that's been in the news, Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, against Augsburg.
Yeah. Now, that one is obviously after their big Champions League win last night, or Wednesday, against PSG, which was... not everybody was expecting that, because a lot of people thought Kylian Mbappe would come to the party, but wasn't to be. And for this one, we've got Dortmund. Augsburg are kind of, haven't been doing too well lately. They've lost three out of the last four, haven't they? So, yeah. But looking at Dortmund probably more, having been beaten by Leipzig, bouncing back, do you think? This one's on Saturday, by the way, at 2:30 UK time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit less pressure on Dortmund now. They actually did themselves a favour in the Champions League by winning that game against PSG. Actually means that Germany now has a fifth Champions League spot.
Yes, I heard that this morning.
Yeah, however, for this particular game, we still have a heavy emphasis on a Dortmund win. Dortmund who, we had them correct last week, but that was a defeat at Leipzig.
They're a different team at home at Signal and Iduna Park, though, right?
Exactly, yeah. Much, much better at home. And, Augsburg has lost their last two away games, 3-1. And in fact, we're predicting 3-1 for Dortmund in this one, which seems like a likely result. So an over 2.5 and both teams to score match. Yeah,
and that one, again, is live on Bet365, which you can watch. Use the promo code or the bonus code FP365. So also at on the same time on Saturday, 2:30 our time, is Stuttgart versus Bayern. Wow.
Yeah.
This is an interesting game because those teams are only 5 points apart on the table. Stuttgart are within striking distance. So, and it's at home. So, wow. Let's have a look at Stuttgart. So they last time out, they drew away to Bayer Leverkusen, the champions, 2-2, which was a very good result for them.
Yep.
And apart from the blip they had against Werder Bremen, they have been in great form, winning, and scoring lots of goals.
Yep.
So, and Bayern, of course, we had had that great game on Tuesday against Real Madrid where they ended up coming back and getting a draw 2-2. We did predict a draw in that game, actually.
Yeah.
We predicted 1-1, so both teams to score was good for that one. And the draw, of course, which is also very good. But, tell me what we think about the prediction here. Do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Stuttgart's actually been doing really well against the top teams. Like you said, they had the draw away to Leverkusen. They actually beat Dortmund away also recently. They did lose at Bremen. For this game, probably the fact that Munich has had that midweek game in Real, we've actually gone with a Stuttgart win. Comfortable win even. 3-0. So an over 2.5 game. Not both teams to score.
Yeah.
It's another match you can follow live on Bet365. And when you sign up, please use the bonus code FP365. That's going to be an interesting game for sure.
Yeah, and if they do win that one, Stuttgart against Bayern, that'll be 67 points, Bayern 69.
Yeah.
So, they could overtake them. It's possible.
Yeah. Mm. Late search. Okay, so, next game.
Yep. Werder Bremen. Again, same time, 4th of May on Saturday, 2:30 UK time. Up against Gladbach. I don't like to say the whole name.
Just in case. Borussia Mönchengladbach, yes.
Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Yeah.
Can't spell it, I can say it sometimes.
Yeah.
So this one, interestingly, they played, didn't they, Werder Bremen, the home team, they played Augsburg away and had a big win last week.
Yeah.
In which we thought that it might go the other way, actually. But it was a high-scoring one, so we did have over 2.5 goals in that.
Yeah.
So that was a silver lining. And what about Gladbach?
Yeah, Gladbach, we've done pretty well on Gladbach with high scoring, both teams to score matches previous to the Union Berlin board draw.
Yeah.
So we had a 2-1 win for Gladbach and it was a 0-0.
Yeah.
In this particular game, probably considering that Bremen has had a few good results here, they actually beat Stuttgart 2-1 and they went to Augsburg and beat them 3-0. We've gone with a comfortable Bremen win of 3-0 against Gladbach in this one.
Yeah, that's I think that's home advantage there, isn't it? They got a good win against Stuttgart and at home, so we're going for that again. Again, that one's also on Bet365, like all these Bundesliga 1 matches, using the bonus code FP365. You can watch that. Next up, we've got Wolfsburg against Darmstadt.
Yeah.
And that's also on Saturday, 2:30 our time, UK time. And this one, we've seen Wolfsburg actually hit some good form, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, Wolfsburg's got a couple of wins in the last few games. Had a high over 2.5 game last week at Freiburg. We actually predicted an under game, so one of the few matches we probably didn't get correct. Mm. But yeah, the fact that Wolfsburg has picked up a bit of form here and has kind of taken really a leap out of the relegation fight against the other oppositions at the bottom, because Bochum was also at the also scrapping around in that relegation fight. But they played Darmstadt here, who is bottom of the league.
Yeah,
and they are already relegated.
Nothing to play for.
And actually, Darmstadt last week, we had gone with a Darmstadt defeat and under 2.5 at home to Heidenheim. We had a 1-0 Heidenheim win, and Heidenheim beat Darmstadt 1-0. So yep, that was correct. And yeah. Guesty, for this game, we're going with what?
Well, I think I know it's 3-1. We think it's going to be high scoring. Wolfsburg at home. And, you know, they should really kill Darmstadt now. There's nothing left for them. And also, but the thing is about this game, though, I think, is Wolfsburg are very unpredictable. So,
yeah,
you know, they've lost some games where you'd expect them to win. Not sure if I'd actually put anything on this one, because it's a bit dodgy, but I would say, if anything, probably, I know we said 3-1, but I would probably say that goals, so over 2.5 would be what we're probably thinking is best.
Yeah.
Next, we've got Cologne up against Freiburg, and that one is on Saturday a bit later. It's a later one, the 5:30 UK time kickoff on the 4th of May.
Yeah.
And that is going to be something which I think a lot of people are looking forward to, because you've got Cologne, who really haven't won, have they, since, well, almost a month ago.
Yeah.
And then you've got up against Freiburg, who they're a mixed bag. You get losses, you get wins, you get draws.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a good one to watch, I think, for the neutral.
Yes, and also, really, this is the last chance for Cologne to grab a win in that relegation fight. If they do not win, and in fact, if Bochum and Union Berlin don't win, then they're down. So they have to win this game. Mm. Last week, we actually, at Mainz, we had an under game. And Cologne actually managed to pick up a point. We didn't anticipate that against Mainz. Yeah, we actually had a Mainz win. But yeah, it was a tight game. And we had a low scoring game there. And like you say, Freiburg, very unpredictable team. They don't really seem to have a lot. They still have a theoretical chance of hitting some Europa League spots. But yeah, Cologne's got survival to play for here, and that's also reflecting a little bit the prediction that we have.
Yeah, the prediction. I mean, Cologne have actually only won 4 games in the entire season.
Yeah.
So this is a brave prediction, but we think they will beat Freiburg because of what they have to do and where they are.
Yeah.
And we've gone for
2-1, so an over game, both teams to score. This is going to be a nervy encounter, but again, Cologne has to get forward. They have to win. Goals has to be scored. So reflects the prediction for this match.
Yes, that one's also on Bet365. You can watch that using the bonus code FP365.
Yeah.
So, next one, Union Berlin up against Bochum. That one is on Sunday, half to our time. And another one where between these two teams, wins have been few and far between lately.
Yeah, I mean, Bochum got a very crucial win last week against Hoffenheim, and that was a game that we had predicted correct with the we actually predicted a Bochum win in that one, and we predicted over 2.5 and both teams to score. Union Berlin has kind of not been in the greatest of form. They've actually started to slide a lot downwards towards the relegation zone. so they will not be anticipating this game very well. They are on points with Bochum, actually, but both of them are only 2 points above Mainz, who are in the relegation playoff spot. So this is a really key game, because if Mainz wins, whoever is not winning this game will take is going down to the relegation playoff spot.
This is going to be an even more desperate game, isn't it? So
yeah,
more than some of the others. So that'll be a great one to watch.
It'll be nervy.
If you look at Bochum, they had a win at home over Hoffenheim, a really good win.
Yeah,
3-2. On the 26th of April.
Yeah.
And we did actually predict them to win that game. But they don't win many. And they're only sixth all season. And Union Berlin also have got a couple more wins this season, but they haven't won since the 16th of March in the league.
Yeah.
So they're probably due one, are they?
Win. We for this particular game, we have a 1-0, a narrow home win. Nervy game, under 2.5, not both teams to score, because Bochum does actually, they did win at home to Hoffenheim, and they seem to pick up most of their points at home, but they actually lost quite a few of their last away games in a row, and also to some of the weaker teams. They lost at Cologne. So yeah, we're going with a narrow home win here in this relegation battle.
And you can watch that one as well, can you?
Yeah, on Bet365. And when you sign up, please use FP365 as the bonus code.
Brilliant. Okay, next up on Sunday at 4:30 our time, Frankfurt up against Leverkusen. Now, Leverkusen have dropped the ball a little bit, haven't they?
Yeah, since they won, since they won the championship, basically.
They're the draw team.
I guess they are focusing on the Europa League home tie against West Ham. They've basically not won since that 5-1 or 5-0 home win to Bremen.
Yeah.
They drew Stuttgart last week. I mean, Stuttgart. It's not a bad team, right? And also Dortmund, not a bad team, and they got two draws, so they're still undefeated.
Yeah, it's amazing. What a season! They could be invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you wouldn't see them losing here, would you?
Not
away at Frankfurt.
Yeah, not at Frankfurt. I think Bayern would be quite. They would want to keep that. Would want to keep that record of not having lost this entire season, and they've only got 3 matches to go. So we have for this game, we have a narrow Leverkusen win.
You'd expect them to be defensive, wouldn't you? So that does make sense.
Yeah. And to be fair to our predictions, I mean, with Frankfurt, we've actually had their last 3 matches correct, both in terms of outcome and over 2.5 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Same last week at Bayern. So, yeah, we're taking a 1-0 win for Leverkusen. So, away win and under 2.5 in this game.
Yeah, that'll be worth watching just for the sake of to see if Leverkusen can keep the unbeaten record. And we think they'll win. Again, that's on Bet365 on Sunday, with the bonus code FP365. Moving on, Heidenheim up against Mainz. That one's at 6:30, so an hour after that. And a couple of hours after that. And so we've got two teams that have not lost many, actually, lately.
They've not lost many lately, but it also has to be said that we have been quite solid on our predictions with both teams here. Especially Heidenheim, but indeed also Mainz. Heidenheim, we've actually had the correct score even for the past 2 matches.
Yeah.
Most recent was at Darmstadt, where we had them to win 1-0 and they won 1-0.
Yeah.
So that would have been outcome and under goals as well. And then the previous game at home to Leipzig, we had them at a 1-2 defeat and they lost 1-2. But yeah, also with Mainz, it's also a team that we've been pretty solid on. We've actually had the last four, not outcomes necessarily, but last week we had an under game at home to Cologne. We had predicted them to win, but it was a draw. But prior to that, we had Mainz to draw at Freiburg, and we had them to win at home to both Hoffenheim and Darmstadt, which they did. So yeah, we've been looking pretty good for both these teams.
Yeah, and that Mainz game, that Freiburg Mainz game, we predicted 1-1. The score was 1-1. So actually, of these two teams, our exact correct score we've got in three out of their last four games combined. So we should be pretty proud of that. So what have we got for this one?
Yeah, we've got a narrow Mainz win, and don't forget that Mainz is still in that relegation zone. They're in the playoff spot, and they're playing a Heidenheim team here that's really got, they've not really got a lot to play for. They're mid-table, and yeah, again, Mainz got a really good opportunity to dig themselves out of the relegation zone, as we said before, right? Because Union Berlin is playing Bochum, which means that either of the teams, or maybe both, will drop points. So a win for Mainz, who has got a better goal difference than both Union and Bochum, would actually take them out of of the relegation zone. So a narrow Mainz win and under.
Yeah, that'll be a good one as well.
Yeah.
1-0 to Mainz away. And being the only one on at that time, that'll be worth watching as well. On Bet365, it's shown again. With the bonus code FP365. So I think that wraps up all the games, doesn't it?
That wraps up the Bundesliga.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. We'll see you again on the next one.